The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
No, I wasn't sleeping.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me in the chat room. God, my brain just shut down. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, whether you're listening by now. If you want to know what radio stations, what times, and all that other stuff, head over to the website, realside.com. You got a pull down there. You can. You know what? It's. I believe it's at the. I should know this by heart by now, right? We've only been doing this for 108 years. But you head over to the website. You've got a button that says, let's see, shows, right? Shows. And on the shows, you got upcoming shows, classic pie. We always try to get you the information of the shows coming up. So you can decide whether you want to listen or not. But if you click on shows, you'll get stations and times and all that other fun stuff. And no, seriously, there's so much happening up there. It can go ahead and it actually can distract you from the show itself, which I wish it wouldn't do because I want your input. So I do appreciate the time you go up there. And again, sign up for our email blast. Every week I send out emails of who's going to be on the show, what's going on. If you're part of the email blast, you would have known that we were switching networks. Okay. And what have you, and how to get the show, and a gazillion different ways to listen to it. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. All right, so this is going to be like smorgasbord hour. All right? We're going to hit as many stories as we can. And how asinine these stories are. Right, based on, and most of these are based on, stories that you're sending me all week long. Now, I know it's a little later in the night, so I can get away with a little bit more on the later shows. And this stuff is all over the place. You're going to love some of these stories, seriously. Here's the one I love. I shouldn't say I love it. It makes my point that Christians are under, anything goes when it comes to a Christian. Now, let me read a story to you, or talk to you about the story, and you'll see what I mean. And somebody's going to, inevitably I will get an email that says, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, here you are complaining again. You do not know what it's like. You know, because Christians over in the Middle East, they're losing their heads. I get that. So there was a photo of an art piece that surfaced, and it came from Rutgers. And it's a picture of Jesus on a dartboard. Actually, that's not true. It's not a picture of. It's actually a statue of Jesus on a dartboard with a dart sticking in his side and the dart in both of his hands. Now, even if you don't believe in God, and you respect your friends, and you have friends, after this, I don't know how you would have friends. How do you do this to your friends? How do you disrespect your friends like this? Now, they called it an art display. And remember, my argument has always been, anytime you want to do this stuff, you call it art, and then they have to leave you alone, and you're done. Right? The crucifix, upside-down crucifix in a bottle of or a jar of urine was called art, so they couldn't take it down. It wasn't hate speech. It was art. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to take a likeness of Muhammad. I want you to put him upside down in a jar of urine. And then I want you to take that jar of urine with Muhammad upside down, put it on the, go to your kid's school and put it in the art class and say, this is art. And actually, if you really want to, because, you know, they're only statues. I don't get really crazy about this. If you really want to, grab a crucifix, put it in a jar of urine upside down as well, and put it right next to the Muhammad statue. And say, if that's art, then that's art. It ain't that hard. And see what happens. See if you're brought up on hate charges. See what or hate speech charges. Now, this alleged art display at Rutgers University featuring a figure of Jesus Christ on a dartboard with darts inserted where he has wounds, right? Hands, feet, side of his body. It's being held up as a contradiction of the school's professed commitment to diversity. Now, Natalie Caruso, who describes herself as a former Rutgers student, posted a photo on a Facebook group, class of 2016, showing the display, which claimed it is currently hanging in the art library at the college. Now, it's surprising that the state university would allow this, she wrote. I asked them to take it down because I found it disrespectful, and they refused. Yeah, let me try it again. One person, right, if this was a gay, lesbian, Islamic thing or transgender thing, it would have come down in 32 seconds and we would have been told how insensitive that person who put it up was or anything like that. So the state university, she can't believe the state university would allow this. And when she asked them to take it down, because she found it disrespectful, they didn't. They wouldn't. They were fine with it. The post quickly gained traction on social media, inspiring numerous campus reform readers to share their own uniformly disapproved reactions. As a Catholic, this is not tolerable, very disgusting, one reader wrote. I thought Rutgers was all about embracing diversity. I am a potential Rutgers student, but I am largely considering not even applying at this point. Yeah, that's the way you do it. Hit them in the pocketbook. Hit them in the wallet. Make it hurt financially. They'll stop this garbage. And you know what? You may have to give up a few things. They'll stop this garbage. When the Target parking lots are empty, they'll stop this garbage. You know what I mean? Look it up. Because of what I've seen on social media, said another, Christians on campus must be ashamed of the school they go to after seeing this. Most Christians, let me be real with you, okay? That's why we call it the real side. The most Christians, especially at that age, they don't care. It's just a statue. It's not a big deal. Doesn't hurt them. Or they probably don't even know about it. Now, campus reform is currently awaiting a comment from Rutgers on the matter. And we're going to keep up on this story, too. I want to know what's going on with this. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a couple of minutes. Remember, Smorgasbord Night. Send me a story. Send me a link. Joe@therealside.com. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
He's still alive. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Glad you're back with me. Little Stevie, what? Not very little anymore. Tall, a little large. Eating too many bowls of cereal like I do, I'm sure. Hey, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, always... Always looking for the other side, always looking for some polite, spirited, heated, polite conversation, and I do mean that. All right, you know, I've in the last segment, talked about the dartboard, right? That was art, and couldn't do anything about it, because Rutgers wouldn't do anything about it, because, hey, it's art. Get over yourself. At least that was their attitude. Now there's an FBI investigation going on because an art project, think about this, Think hard. Because an art project featured rainbow-colored nooses. Now, that's a stretch, right? In Clarksville, Tennessee, a Tennessee college student is apologizing after inadvertently. Now, why should he or she have to apologize for this? Seriously. Okay to do the Jesus thing. Nobody has to apologize. Leave it up on the wall. This, which was unintended for that, has to come down. She inadvertently offended gay and black students on campus with a rainbow noose art project on Monday. Officials at Austin P, I guess it's Austin Pay or Austin P State University, P-E-A-Y, removed an unidentified student's art project from campus Monday after complaints that the display was offensive to gay and black students. Though the school included an explanation from the students involved, Reuters reported the, Rutgers, my intention with my sculpture project was to address the cycle of death and rebirth that is represented by the arrival of spring, students said in a university statement. I had no social or political statement in mind, she said. I didn't take into consideration the nooses are a racially charged symbol. Nooses, okay. So I guess when they were hanging all those cowboys for horse thievery, it was racially charged. But anyway, the artwork featured six nooses tied to a tree branch hanging over a sidewalk on campus. The nooses were created out of crocheted yarn in colors of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple, leading some to believe that it was a statement about gays. So they have so used, remember I told you about allowing the left to take control of our language, take control of the words, take control of the meanings. Remember when I told you that? That's what's happening. The student said she did not intend to offend with her art project, but hey, what was she thinking? Now, that's a post from the Huffington Post Queer Voices tweeted that out today. I'll read it again. The student said that she did not intend to offend with her art project, but what the heck was she thinking? Well, that's the thing. She wasn't thinking anything negative about it. You did. You pulled it off that way. You made it go down that road. Now, speculation on social media suggested the display might have been meant to highlight the struggles facing the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community with suicide, given that the nooses were in the colors of the movement's rainbow flag, according to the news service. The NAACP and the APSU fanned the flames with an Instagram post of the artwork with the caption, "So this is at APSU?" I mean, think about this. I'm gonna err on the side of the girl did this innocently. This was not a big deal for her. University President Alyssa White. Look, do you remember those three guys that wore the three young guys on one of the campuses wore a KKK outfit? And after, or they did something. The three of them, and I'm gonna screw it up, but deal with it. The three of them had the KKK outfits on, and they were doing it for some kind of presentation. They didn't mean anything by it. And they were crucified over it. They really were ignorant to what it was, as we see happen with a whole bunch of things today. So instead of turning it into a big, massive outrage, you know, we have the village people showing up with their, torches and whips and everything else. How about you turn it into a learning experience? Why don't you allow them to apologize? And why didn't you allow them to apologize and move on? The article goes on where the university president, Alyssa White, said in a statement that the incident is deeply disturbing and hurtful to our university community. I wish she had gone on to say, but it really, there was really no offense meant. The student just made a mistake, period, and we're working with her. That should have been it, and it should have been done with. She went on to say that the campus police responded to the complaints about the yard around 5 o'clock Monday, removed it about 45 minutes later when they couldn't tell if it was school-sanctioned art project or a hate crime. Derek Van Der Meer, Vice President for Advancement, Communications and Strategic Initiatives, said that there was no context to give, no explanation. Obviously, that changes when someone clearly communicates what is art, he said. I think the police were very clear that they didn't understand if it was art or not. And based upon that, it was to be viewed as a hate symbol and removed.
Ah,
so we can call it what we want and get away with it. Is that how that works? Go on, let that sink in. You call it art, you give it a different name, you're in. No problem. Students protested the unintentional offensive artwork Tuesday. The FBI was sent in by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Got to get right on that. Yeah, you know, if they were hanging Christians, fake or real, I wonder if they would have showed up as fast. Because the FBI has to determine whether there was a hate bias. They must have pulled those guys off of Hillary's email case, right? The FBI did not find any hate bias in the investigation. The school's not being punished, nor is the student who created the project. The artwork was initially approved by a professor in the art department, though the teacher warned the student about how it might be interpreted and had not given final approval to display the art. About 20 students and others demanded answers about the school's reaction to the artwork and questioned the decision not to punish the student. See that? Everything's got to be a punishment. Nothing can be a learning moment, right? Everything's got to be a major league punishment. I know you want me to act by taking some sort of severe action against the student, and frankly, it would make it easier if we did, White told the forum, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. And I have the responsibility for that as well. This is not the first time that this noose has been found on APSU's campus. In 2005, a student was expelled for putting up a noose. The difference between these two cases is the intent of the student. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. A lot more of this stuff coming up after the break. Don't go far. Let your friends know about it. I'll be here. Will you? Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You know, that's not quirky music. That's cool music, ain't it? I actually had somebody write me an email and say, you know, I love your quirky music. I don't know what's quirky about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, it is open mic. You can. I don't care what you want to talk about. Then make it default to me. I'm open to just about anything. I'm looking at some of the stories you guys have sent, trying to figure out which ones I want to do. Well, that one's disgusting. Yeah, I'll do it anyway. Yeah, it's kind of late enough. Yeah, we do a lot of stories around here about the sex on campus. Like we don't know it happens. Shh, what are you talking about, sex on campus? Oh, we have Primal Scream Week at Harvard University where they run around naked. Right? We have sex week at some of the colleges. Right? Think about it. And you got the stuff, and nobody seems to care. It doesn't seem to bother anybody. Now, free speech advocates are challenging the University of Delaware over an incident in which the campus police took issue with a free speech ball because someone had written the word penis on it. Now, we've seen worse than that on shirts on some of the stories that we've done, right? Young Americans for Liberty, Yale, which sponsored the free speech ball last Wednesday, thought its UDEL chapter and announced in a press release that students were approached by a uniformed officer who informed them that some of the content that had been written on the ball, including a drawing of a phallus symbol and the word penis, constituted a possible violation of the school's sexual misconduct policy. Now, you can whip it out. You can dance naked. That would be fine. On Primal Scream Week or Sex Week, you can do anything you want to. But writing the word penis on a ball seems to be just unacceptable. Just amazing. I'd love to see that sexual misconduct policy and how they actually apply it, if they apply it. Drawing a penis or a swastika or the N-word on there, what is that? The officer asked in video footage obtained. All it does is open up, well, you know, hate. I think it's just meant to provoke. And, you know, to a degree, he might be right. I mean, the black stuff might be right. The racial stuff he might be right with. Now, students protested that they were having a civil discussion with the officer about those very messages, to which he replied that other groups on campus would be less inclined towards discourse if they came across them. There's some groups on campus where if they see something that they don't like, they're just going to go, they're going to be upset. They're going to go off. They're going to write all kinds of letters. They're going to make all kinds of noise in the local newspaper. They're not open to discussion. I agree with that. I had a friend of mine last night direct me to a Facebook post because he wanted me to see the argument he was having with a young lady. And I finally decided to chime in, and I said, not to the young lady, but I said to my friend on the post, hey, so-and-so, she doesn't want serious conversation. Look at it. It's obvious. She is looking to antagonize and get you aggravated to take a social media swipe at her. She's not interested in the truth. Obviously a low IQ, low informed voter. And the conversation stopped. She was found out. So there's no more reason to deal with it, right? So the officer went on and said, I'm not telling you to stop. He said, I'm not saying you should stop. I'm just saying you should monitor what people write and clarify that under the UDEL policy, the police have to investigate reports of offensive messages as potential hate crimes. So just pay attention. He went on to say, I understand where you guys are coming from, but we also got to keep in the back of our mind. So he's working with them. He's trying to talk with them civilly. And thank God they were having it. It was okay. Well, one person might be okay with, might offend another, the officer continues. It stinks being in the middle, so I just try to be a mediator. Now, while the officer was evidently uncomfortable with the policy he is tasked to enforce, Yal was livid, calling the school out for infringing on the First Amendment rights of students. Here we have yet another case of students' constitutionally guaranteed right to free speech being attacked, said C.J. Saylor, director of free speech at as the recent events at Emory College showed, there's a fundamental misunderstanding on college campuses where even faculty believe in freedom from speech instead of freedom of speech. He's so correct. Unless it's their speech. Unless it lines up with what they believe. See, there's no freedom of speech for putting up pro-life signs, but there's many rights for freedom of speech in putting up pro-abortion signs. Just go to a college and find out. Now, the Foundation of Individual Rights in Education, also known as FIRE, also got into the act, sending a letter to University President Nancy Target and the UDEL Chief of Police, Patrick Ogden, Friday, outlining the unconstitutionality of the school policy. The category. Now, this is only partially true. Courts have ruled that there are some forms of speech on a school campus where you're trying to keep kids safe can be stifled. You know, it's like the old, what is it, the can't yell fire in a theater? Citing both Circuit Court and Supreme Court rulings supporting its claims, FIRE asked UDEL to publicly clarify that it will not censor words or ideas simply because someone may find them offensive. I agree with that. A lot of these schools, a lot of these things that we go through, is simply because one person, the Jesus lunches we talked about earlier. And nuts. Nuts to think that because a half a dozen kids were offended by it, that the 500 that were attending and getting fed had to stop eating, had to stop being fed because of that. Now, campus police officers should never ask students to self-censor their constitutionality or protected speech, FIRE Senior Program Officer Marique Tuhill said. As a public university, UD must abide by the First Amendment, which has very few exceptions. And subjectively offensive words or images are not one of them. Heck, if you could put Jesus up on a dartboard, how much worse can it be? I'm just asking. This stuff, it wears me out. The more and more I get to it, you guys send me some of these stories, it just wears me out. Because I can't even believe that we're entertaining this stuff at times. Right? There's no way that the board is sitting down to make decisions against free speech. Trying to find a way around it. Just crazy. Okay, a school board member, not me, convicted of stealing from cancer fundraiser to run for state office. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, there is a special place in jail for him. Really. Now, in Grand Haven, Michigan, Brandon Hall wants to be a Michigan state representative, though his criminal history as a local school board member might pose him a tad of a problem. Hall was 18 years old when he was elected to the Grand Haven School Board in 2008. He was forced to resign 2 years later after he was convicted of swindling. That's right, you heard me. Swindling $750 from an American Cancer Society fundraiser. Now, in 2012, as a candidate for the 89th, he was busted by his probation officer for a positive, what do you call it? Oh, marijuana test. So not only does he steal, but he smokes dope. He agreed not to smoke dope, to stay on probation, but yet he lied. Why do they think it's okay to do this? The same year, Hall was accused of falsifying petitions for Chris Hodelin, who lost his bid for the 58th District Court judge as a result. This guy's just a bad piece of work, isn't he? Piece of crud. Now, in 2014, Hall ran unsuccessfully to regain his seat on the school board as a write-in candidate. The Michigan Secretary of State also found last month that Hall had violated campaign finance. Is this surprising? Why isn't he in jail? He violated campaign finance laws by neglecting to include required disclaimers on postcards mailed during the Grand Haven City Council election. Ironically, the candidate the postcard supported, Josh Brugger, was the person who initiated the most recent complaint. I wanted to make sure that our community knew that beyond a doubt that I had nothing to do with Mr. Hall's PAC and their terribly negative ad campaign. Yeah, we're gonna hit on this just a little bit more. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Love that big band sound. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send this guy to jail. That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, come on, think about this. The scum. Took almost $800 from an American Cancer Society fundraiser. Right there alone, he should have got thrown off the school board, tarred, feathered, whipped, and put in jail. 2012, he was a candidate for the 89th state House seat. And he was busted by his probation officer for what? A marijuana test. He was tested for marijuana, and he tested positive. Same year, he was accused of falsifying petitions for Chris Hoteling, who lost his bid for the 58th District Court Judge as a result of the falsifying. And in 2014, Hall ran unsuccessful to regain his seat on the school board as a write-in candidate. All right? And the funny thing about all of this is he's a Republican. See, the Dems never tell you anything about the Dems. They kind of hide. They don't want you to know. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to come out of the closet. They kind of keep it quiet. We always tell on our own. I tell on me. And I would have thrown him out. So I want to make sure that our community knew he'd beyond a shadow of a doubt that had nothing to do with Mr. Hall's PAC. That comes from the fellow that he falsified the reports for. And he filed a complaint. There was very simple campaign rules in place. for the protection of the entire community, Brueger said. Mr. Hall has repeatedly shown that he has a difficult time following the rules. He needs to be held accountable. Hall is now running as a Republican for the 89th District House seat, currently held by a term-limited Republican, Amanda Price. The guy's got to go. He's just a piece of work. He's just got to go. And for the Republicans to keep supporting him, that's even worse. Now, let me see. The blog gained some national attention when Hall wrote about a scuffle. Oh, come on. Really? Yeah, there you go. The blog gained, I mean, don't you love it when you ever read it? The blog gained some national attention when Hall wrote about a scuffle he witnessed at Horn's Gaslight Bar during a Republican conference on Mackinac Island in September. The altercation involved John Yobe, a Michigan strategist for Rand Paul, allegedly attacking a staffer for Senator Marco Rubio. Now, as I was sitting at the bar talking to someone at Horn's in Mackinac, I witnessed the man suddenly out of nowhere approach one of Rand Paul's advisors, John Yobe, unprovoked and try to hit him, Hall wrote. He missed a full-on shot but still stuck Yobe in the face with a powerful blow near the jaw. Several folks who commented about Hall's new campaign didn't seem surprised that he's running for office again with a criminal background. Just by reading the headline, he sounds well-qualified, right? Blind Squirrel posted, "Great job, GOP. Looks like a Brandon Hall has all the qualifications of many other politicians." Now, see, I'd be writing against him. I would be doing everything I could to keep him from getting in office. And I'm a Republican. So, like I said, I would work hard to make sure he didn't get in, especially in the name of Republican. And that's some of the problems we have in our parties, is we won't take the time to weed out the garbage, the real garbage. And there is real garbage in both parties. What was it? Pelosi wanted to, didn't she want to drain the swamp or something? That didn't work out very well for her now, did it? Now, you know, you guys, this year, every year is important, but this year, with what's happening with elections, but what's going on out there, you have got to pay attention. Not only do you have to pay attention, but you've got to let people know. When you get your information together, don't lock it up in your head. Make sure you share that with other people. Right? Otherwise, you're the only one that knows, and you're the only one that's going to move on it now, aren't you? By the way, I haven't got the full story yet, but I also hear that Project Veritas uncovered a bunch of voter fraud there in New York. And this isn't a shock, though, is it? Tom Hanks came out today and said that America would be fine if Trump becomes the Republican nominee. He doesn't understand what all the hoopla is about. Now, I know he's a diehard Democrat, right, Tom Hanks? Which last I checked, he was. And, you know, like I said, I started to say to you guys, you really have to be careful this year. You really have to make sure that you pay attention to what's going on. Because, let's just think about the health care. Obamacare, health care, Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. Think about what it's done to you. And what it's done to small businesses. And all these guys who say they're just going to go hoe, they're just going to go and repeal the Affordable Care Act. You can't do it. It isn't that easy. So the affordable health care time frame is come and gone for some. And now you don't have any time care. You don't have any kind of health care. And I wouldn't get crazy about it, seriously. Because, again, we've been talking about Liberty HealthShare. They have the answer. They have healthcare options for you. Now, they offer a couple of different options that allow Americans to enroll any time of the year. So you're not stuck at any given point. If you've already enrolled in that shove-it-down-your-throat plan that the government gives you, right, you only had a couple to choose from. You know, a guy like me in his mid-50s, I do need to make sure that I have access to, what do they call the pill, right? Shouldn't I? I love this stuff. I think this stuff is hilarious. Now, Liberty HealthShare gives the control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Let me make sure you understand. You can control your health care again. You can control the plan. You don't want to? Members are exempt from the tax penalty and those mandates imposed on the individuals for not having health care insurance, giving you the freedom and control your own to control and to control all your own insurance choices. I love this. Giving control back to you. Why wouldn't you want control? Liberty Healthcare Health Share plans also allow their members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Again, your choice. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families. Leave the dog at home. They don't do dogs. I know he's a member of the family, but he ain't that kind of member. You know what I'm saying? They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am and looking for a contract-free, you hear me? Contract-free healthcare, then this one's for you. For more information on how to enroll anytime, write this down, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. Visit libertyhealthshare.org to get more information. Yes, I'm not reading it just because it's a sponsor, but look, think about something. You get to choose your doctor, choose your hospital, choose your plan, choose what's involved in it. Why is that so bad? Is that so terrible? And yes, we believe in capitalism, so of course I'm going to talk about programs, products, and different ways for you to make your life better. You know what I'm saying? You are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website. Tell your friends about it. You know, we add stations on a regular basis. We've just joined GCN Live. Great network out there. And at GCN, you know, there's multiple hosts. Check out our station list up on our website. Give me your email. Just if you hop up on the website, there's a place where you can sign up for my newsletter. Look, here's how it works. I send it out once a week. You know what I'm saying here? I simply send it out once a week. So if I send it out once a week and you decide you don't like it, just unsubscribe from it. You can do that. I know you can. And how are you going to get informed? How are you going to find out what I'm pushing, what I'm thinking, and others like me? It's not a bad thing for you to be involved and engaged with us. And again, you can unsubscribe anytime. You can throw us out at any time. You're not stuck with me. And as I was saying earlier, that I somehow got sidetracked with, please do not vote party lines. Do not vote for somebody just because of the genitalia they have. Okay, don't vote for somebody just because they have to be better than you or us or whatever. Vote for the individual, the individual American that can do your job or do the job. You with me? Understand what I'm saying? And Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can find a classic podcast, all kinds of good stuff up there. We'll be back tomorrow. Will you? Have a great day.